Seu show, fala.
Kisova, the Torah says, Vayok, Kisova, the Oris, Asher, Asher, Mokecha, Nosei, Lecho, Nachlo, Pirishtov, Yashach, Dabo. Mokech, the Mereshit, called Priya, Adoma, Asher, Tavi, Miatzach, Asher, Asher, Mokecha, Nosei, Lecho, 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 Nosei, on page 6, Pasuk Yud Aleph, I didn't bracket it. It says, Samachta b'chol atov, Hashem nosom l'chol Hashem l'chech uveisecha, atov alevi v'agir Hashem b'kirbecha. So there's a famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh on page 5. He says, Gam yimroz v'mamar b'chol atov el ha-Torah. Samachta b'chol atov is referring to Torah. Kimamaron ain't toy vela Torah. Shimhoyu bre Adam margisha b'mesikas v'arevus toy v'Torah. Hayu mishtagim u'mislatim achareha. If people would really know how Torah, how the sweetness of Torah, they would go crazy over it. Lo yachshu beinayim molei olam kesev zav l'meuma. And everything this olam hazeh has to offer pales to the Simchas HaTorah. Ki HaTorah kolol is kol HaTov v'shabo'olam. Samachtam kol HaTov. Okay, I figured once we had that on the page, you can't not say it over, even though that's not really what I want to talk about now. But Samachtam kol HaTov. Those lines, those of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Yiv hayu b'nei odam magishim m'sikas. And that's what I say, as Rabbi Goldberg said the other day. The Iker learning in yeshiva to get that Masikas HaTorah, to appreciate the sweetness of Torah. And that's for Samachtam Chol HaTov. Okay. So, let's take a look. In the Medrash Tanchuma, page 10. Because when you go into the to bring the Bikurim, you mishtachave. Hayom hazeh Hashem lechach mitzchav kolatzos zelmar akosuv bo'u nishtachave v'nichra nivrchol v'Hashem oseinu. So what's the pasuk? Nishtachav v'nichra. Matal melom nishtachav v'nichra. El tzofa Moshe beruach hakodesh. Moshe saw beruach hakodesh. V'rosh beis hamikdash osid likariv. That the beis hamikdash is going to be destroyed. U'bikurim asidim li'pasik. And the bikurim is going to be stopped. Amad v'hiskin l'Yisrael sheyu mispalim sholosh tefilos sholosh pa'amim b'chol yom shechaviv tefilo l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikol ma'asim tovim mikol ha'korbanos. So it's interesting that the verse says that Hashem saw beruach, you know, they saw beruach hakodesh. Moshe saw beruach hakodesh that the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So the Pashup Shad, the Vesuvim will be destroyed, it won't be Korbanos. So therefore we need Tefillah. But he doesn't say that, he says more than that. He makes a Dagesh, an emphasis, and the Bikurim won't be there. So it's Mashmur, the fact that we won't have Bikurim was the reason why we need Tefillah. So the question that's raised is what's the Tefillah and Bikurim, what's that parallel? That the fact that we're going to have tefillah is going to replace Bikurim. I mean, it's interesting that Bikurim is, Yishtachavisa l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. Now that I see Rav Avram Kenner here, I'd say over a vort, that with his honor, Rav Hashem planned to speak about it on Motzai Shabbos in the Jersey someplace, but I'll say it over. That, you know, we say the davening, Mipnei chataeinu galinu me'artzeinu, v'nisrachachtu me'el ad moseinu, v'ein anachn yicholim lalos, u'leheiros, u'at, u'lishtachavos lefonecha. So the Alter Rebbe, and it took me time to find him, but we finally found it, in the Siddur, in the Shara Hanukkah, he asked the Kasha, I understand leiros, I'm not going to be seen there. Liros, leiros, but why lishtachavos? I can be mishtachava right here. So what's the idea that once there's no Beis HaMikdash, I'm not going to be able to be mishtachava? That's the Alter Rebbe's kasha. So the Alter Rebbe says in the Shara Hanukkah that there's two types of hishtachavah. There's physical hishtachavah. You can bow down right on this carpet right here, right? And put something mafsik, whatever. But I can bow down right here. But then there's hishtachava pnimi. Hishtachava pnimi means that you subordinate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, see, just because you're hishtachava b'chitzo doesn't mean you feel subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You just mean, in other words, when you see how the greatness of Hashem, then you could really feel that you're subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you give over yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you can feel that feeling. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, not as much. So that's what the Alter Rebbe says, that is what? Ein anachn yicholim lishtachmos. Lishtachmos bepnimius. We can't do when there's no Beis HaMikdash. That was his word. I wouldn't have said it here, but since Rav Avram just walked in, so I said it in his honor. So what's this, so we have to understand better what's the connection between the lack of tefillah and the bikurim. Since there's no bikurim, we need tefillah. So if you look at the Shem Yishmuel on page 15, and that's what the Shem Yishmuel asks. He wants to understand what's the pshat. So the second arrow on page 15, he writes, Vinei, on the right side, the arrow on the right side, page 15, Vinei bebikur mi'eshlosha dvar. You have three things. Hava tenufa v'hanocha. One thing is you bring it, you wave it, and you put it down. That's one. Well, those three things are considered one. That's what you do physically. Kriya, then you say the mikra bikurim. Arami Ovid Ovi, Vishtachavaya, and then you bow down. And he says, Zek Keneged Machshava Dibur V'maisa. That Kavot Nufo Machanocha, that's a physical action, Heina Maisa. Kriya is Dibur, and Vishtachavaya is Machshava. Why? In other words, he's not saying based on the Alter Rebbe, he's saying on his own. Because all creatures, like animals, they don't walk erect. They bend down. Adam, sheyesh lo seichel. So Adam has a seichel, so then his seichel is like the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosher. Says his seichel is towards Mala. So therefore he doesn't bow down. The behemoth doesn't have seichel, so there's no need for the behemoth to put his head up. We have seichel, so our seichel is klapi malo. So that's the thing. So hishtachava means that normally I'm erect, but now I'm bevatal myself klapi kadosh baruch hu. So the bikurim have the three things. They have the tenufa hanocha, chava tenufa hanocha, that's a maisa. They have the kriya, is the dibur of the parsha, and the hishtachavaya is the din of the seichel, because normally you stand erect because you have seichel. The seichel is klape mala, but now you koifef yourself to show that the three parts of a person is subordinate to the ribon shalom. He's mevatel all these things to the ribon shalom. So he says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Bikurim is going to be batel, right? So therefore, you're not going to be able to have this hachnah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, he was misaking three tefillos. Why? Because Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Avraham, Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yaakov is Arvis. And each one has a concept of a bittul v'achnah to Hashem. He says, Shachris is Tefillas HaBoker here on the left side, second arrow. Tefillas Shachris, Tefillas HaBoker, Shuloshen Bikur. What does Boker mean, morning? Why is Boker mean? Look at the Ibn Ezra. That Boker means morning because Levaker means to discern. Like Bikoros Tiyah. You revakir something means you're examining it. So therefore, when you have light in the morning, you can discern between different things. So that's the koyach haseichel, is the koyach of levaker, and that's why the morning is called shachris, is called boker, because that's the koyach haseichel of Avraham Avinu. That the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu, intuitively, his body parts, if you look at the Medrash here, his body parts had the whole Torah in it. Because he intuitively, shtei kloyos kimin shnei rabbanim hayu novos umlamdos of Torah v'chochma here on page 14. So that was the shachris. Shachris is the seichel. Shachris is the seichel. Just like Bikurim has that aspect of seichel. Now mincha is the nefesh. Yitzchak was makriv himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nefesh. And that's what you have... is and we know that nefesh is ruach, the nefesh chaya is the ruach memalala, so that's the dibur. So mincha is the nefesh, is Yitzchak, is the dibur, and the third one is what is the, so we have the seichel. In the Bikur, we have the three things. We have the Machshava, Dibur, Maisa. So Shachris is the Machshava, Mincha is Dibur, and Mariv is Maisa. Why is Mariv Maisa? So he says here on the next page, page 16, that because what's Mariv is Keneged Devarim Upadorim. There was at night you can't see things clear. So he doesn't see that the seichel is not operating, which is very dark, things are not as clear. But still he has to mevatel his guf, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Evarim V'dorim, is the guf of the Korban. And that's by Marv. Because Marv is not so much the seichel, it's not so much the dibur, it's the put a varm darms, the guf. And the guf is the what? So that's the maisa, the physical. He made three tefillos. So whatever is lacking in the bikurim, they're going to be mashling with these tefillos. And he says an interesting point. There's a very interesting thing that Rashi points out by Bikurim. If you take a look. On page... page 7. The Shamarta Versisa. He says, Baskol Mivarchosom. You get a basko. When you bring the bikurim, a basko gives you a bracha. What's the bracha? Hey, vesa bikurim hayom. You brought bikurim today. Tishna l'shana haba. You should be zocher to bring it next year as well. So So the Shem Yishmua on page 16, the paragraph of Fiha Omer, he says, they made a mistake in the spelling. Bikurim, you know, sometimes they spell with a kuf, it's a mistake. He says, why only by Bikurim do you have this bracha? Why don't we say Yishuk Lulav this year, you should be Zocha to Sheikh Lulav next year? Why dafka by the Bikurim? Because what's the idea of, we said, of Bikurim? It's to take the machshava, the dibra, the maisa, and to mevatel it klape Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what tefillah is. And that's where we have the three tefillos. Right? So he says, how does something grow? When you plant a seed in the ground. So first, it becomes bottled to the ground. It opens up, and it becomes bottled to the ground, and then it sprouts forth. So the same thing, when we mevatel ourselves, we're like that seed that becomes bottled to the ground and then regenerates. The Reem Somech. So that's the idea, that since we did this mitzvah and we mevatel ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so we're like the seed that's bottled in the ground that will flourish again for the year to come. So that's why we get the bracha, and if you do Bikurim, you have the bracha that you'll be Zorcha to be around for the next year. But then there's another idea the Shem Yishmua says here on page 16. The Lonos Amlacham Lev Ladas. He says, Pasuk says here on page 9. Lonos Amlacham Lev Ladas V'inayim Rosh Lozayim Yishmua Ara Yom Hazeh. We didn't have the, till this day, we didn't fully recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, what's the idea? He says, Acha'em Shemayim Ein Mekamtzim Klal. As in Shemayim, there's no stinginess. Like Rabbi Shimon told me from the Square Rebbe. We say benching, Hamaleya, Hapsucha, Kedosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Has everything. Give everything. But what's the word? As the Square Rebbe said to Rabbi Shippel, we need a clay kibbul. So, in other words, so that's what the Shem Yishmua says. In other words, if you have all the riches in the world, but I don't have a bag to put it in. I don't have a clay kibbul to put it in. So he says a lot of times, we want to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to... Whereas, I'll give it to you, come to me, but you don't come to me. And that's the famous Avdi Nezer that I always like to say over, that Avdi Nezer says, what does a person define? Not where he is, where he wants to be. That's the famous Mishnah Makir Ilan Ogeder, Shivizasi, Beikro, as I consider myself Shoves, by the Elon, that's someplace further down, but that's where I want to be, so that's where I am, and therefore I get 2,000 amas from there. So if you want to have a tshuka to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you're close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then he can shower upon you, but you have to have the clay kibul. So one of the clay kibuls is you have to have the ratzon of being close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then you can get the Shefa. He says, "Uvzei yuvad minach hachasidim." It's interesting. He calls it the minach hachasidim that makdimim aslichas moshe shabbos teker achar chatzos. See, chatzos is really not this man for slichas. People, no, that's not the ikir zman. The ikir zman for slichas is bashmoros haboker, is at the end of the night, not a chatzos. So where did it come from? So the pashup shot, it came from the Chazadim. You know, the Chazanim, that's their debut for the Yom of Narayim. You know, that that's the first time, you know, Ashrei, Ashrei, that's the debut. So that became the... But the Shem Yishmuel is looking at it in a very holy way, you know. Because really, you know, why Chatzos, this thing, Chatzos, the beginning, but it's really not the Ikir Zman. So why did it become such a popular thing? So Shem Yishmuel says, because we want to make it close to Shabbos, not too close. So Shabbos, that's what we say in the in the Slichas. The Motzai Yom Menucha Ki Damnucha Tchila. We come to you the first time in Motzai Shabbos. Hekev HaChatzos Ki Mashi Yicholim L'Kayim L'Shabbos. Because Shabbos is this man of Ratzon. It's Ace Ratzon. So we need Ratzon. We need that meat of Ratzon. Hashem wants to give us, but we have to have the Ratzon to want. I'm ready to come. If you come over, I'll give it to you. But you never come over. You never come by. So I can't give it to you. So with Motzai Shabbos, we got the Hashpah of Shabbos, which is this man Ratzon, gives us that meat of Ratzon to want again. Motzai Yom Menucha Ki Dam Menucha Tchila. And that's the that's what he says here on page 22. The Hashem saw that the Beis Hamikdash is going to destroy it. He made the three tefillos. And what's the lashon? Ki tefila ne'emar ve'eshpoch nafshi lefnei Hashem. Was nafshi nefesh is a rotzon. Miyese es nafshechem. If you want to bury the mace by Parshas Chayisora, rotzonchem. In other words, if you want to have a ratzon, so if you want to have a ratzon, so then I can give it to you. Zebikesh Moshe Rabbeinu, what's a takana b'mokum bikur? Because tefillah is that way. Adam is palel, so that's, he has that chachdok, chorosh baruch hu, has that, the ratzon. And shehem k'nizu kol zem kol yishoz yo, Kochel Avroch is Tivol, Mashem Yichol Shuvish Vasos. So the Bikurim create that rot, so they create the ability of wanting to be carved into Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea, that we have these three ideas, the Dibur, the Maisa, and the Machshava, and Bikurim, those three things are the spot of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then we get the Shefa of Kodesh Baruch Hu, if we have the rot of being close, and that's what tefillah substitutes for bikurim, because it's also the isbatlus of the rotzim. Shachris is the seichel, right? Mitzvah is the nefesh, Marv is the guf, as we explained. They get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a rotzim. And then we said that if you misbattle yourself, that's why the Shem Yishmol says beautifully, davka by bikurim, which is the mitzvah of isbatlus, Hashem is chachavisa, lefnei Hashem elokecha. Do we get a special bracha? He did Bikurim this year? Tishna l'shana haba. Doesn't say that by other mitzvahs necessarily. But Bikurim, because it's like the seed. The seed is in the spot on the ground, and then it grows. It makes another plant. So we vata ourselves Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then we flow. That's what tefillah does, and that's the idea. Tefillah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give it to us. But he also wants us to come and pick it up. I have the goods for you. Just come pick it up. So you have to have the ratzon. And that's why we say the slichas, says Shem Shmuel, you know, on Motzai Shabbos, whereas normally the better time would be at the end of the night. You know, a lot of people today, you know, sometimes they can't do it because they need to sleep more, okay, whatever, so they do it in the morning. But the Ikar Zman is really the end of the night, before the morning. Not a chatzos. But we want to make it closer to Shabbos. Because Shabbos is we get the bead of ratzon, of warning. We get that from Shabbos. Hashem says, you want to get close to me? I have, like Rabbi Shimon said from the Square Rebbe, I have a lot. I'm a Malaya, a Psucha, a Gdosha. I have all these midas. But just come and pick it up. I have all the merchandise here. Just come and pick it up. And that's what we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to have that ratzon. Shabbos gives us that ratzon of his carvers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rokos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebeis HaMikdash Yecharev Seething Bikurim Libotel. Davka the Bikurim he makes his focus on. Not just the Karbanos. Davka the Bikurim Omam Hiskin Gimel Tefilos, as the Medrash Tanhuma says. So that's the Malas Hachnoa. Person has to be a shval ruach, has to be a chno, and then needs a kli kibul. He needs a rock, he has to be able to come and pick it up. He needs a bag to put it in, he has to come and pick it up. So we come and pick it up. Hashem is there. Just have to want to get it. And then Hashem, We should, you know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Shachar Bracha and Rosh Hashanah, we should be there. We should be there to, you know, not necessarily physically there, but we're there in our Ratzon to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have that closeness, that we have a Klei Kibul as Hashem to be Kabbal, the Shachar Bracha, Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu.